Welcome to the Northern Knits Podcast. We're two friends in fiber who knit, craft, crochet, and talk everything in between. My name is Jocelyn, and my co-host is
Diana.
Diana assures me it's episode 345. So,
well, that's what my sign says. So,
all hail the sign gods.
The sign knows all.
The sign knows all, guys. We're recording on a Sunday afternoon. We're into the last month of recording for the year for us. Because we always do December's live. So I am going to enjoy some orange pekoe tea because I was feeling the urge for some nostalgia tea, like some grew up drinking it tea. So I have some Tetley orange pekoe tea to drink today. What are you drinking? Have you finished your coffee?
I have the dregs of a cup of black tambourine from Smile Tiger.
Okay.
It's their dark roast. Yeah, they have fun names for things.
I like
my mushroom cup.
I like their names.
Love this mushroom cup.
You really do. You really do.
I found out that Mr. Diana also likes the earthenware style of stuff.
Good.
So I now have license to get all of the pretty earthenware dishes.
Good. Well, if you think about it, you can get the earthenware dishes and you can ethically source them through local artisans.
Yep.
Like it just, yeah. Yes, so yeah. Much. Yes. So, well, there was that gentleman we met who had that super cool coffee pot design.
Yeah. Well, there's a place just in St. Jacob's as well that's like super close that actually Mr. Diana suggested, oh, we could go there and get the pretty dishes. I'm like, okay.
Absolutely. Well, I want to get a matching cup mug set to the coffee cup set. And let's be honest, I want I want one or two of his, it's just a liter's worth mug. Because he's like, well, it's only a liter. I'm like, oh my God, I want to have one so bad. But the only ones he had on display at the Manitoba Fiber Festival were white on the inside and white on the outside. But he said he does do commissions. So I could commission him for some white inside, bold colored outside ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, yes. Yes. Now, would I do it for plates? Liter. It's only a liter. Could you imagine that?
Only a liter.
It's
only a liter of coffee.
It's because he literally said it that way. I was like, well, it's only a liter, so therefore it's only a liter of tea. It's only a liter of lemonade. And I drink more than that a day. So I'd be fine. My cat's whole head will fit in the mug.
Oh my God, your whole cat will fit in the mug?
Cat will fit in the mug.
Well, no, but... She'll try. It's big enough that she'll try.
She'll try. I don't think
and
I
be deeply offended that she doesn't fit.
Yes, she would in fact be annoyed with the cup and the bowl if she doesn't fit. I know my cat. She absolutely would be. I don't want to do earthenware dishes because I have the bone china and I use the bone china every day and I love the bone china. I'm going to I keep my ear out for estate sales and stuff to continue to collect bone china. In the sets that I have, because I love the sets that I have. So I don't think I would do that for plates and stuff, but for like cups and mugs, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
I want those earthenware plates that are like shallow bowls, the like bowl plates, you know? The Instagrammable bowl plates.
You want a flat bowl?
I want a flat bowl or
a
tall
flat
plate.
Bowl or a tall plate? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about though, right?
I do, yes. I love those. Those are very pretty. Don't get me wrong, I'm gonna especially commission some ramen bowls. Like there will be some earthenware commissions, but my soup bowls, my flat bowls, my multiple plate sizes, those are all gonna be China. Because you know what I should do? I should see if he would make me a milkshake ice cream float sort of cup. Because you can't find those anywhere anymore. But could you imagine a base ceramic? Because that's what
that'd
clay,
be really
that's
pretty.
What pot, but could you imagine that in like stoneware? It would be hefty and your ice cream float would stay cold or your milkshake would stay cold for so long.
Forever. Oh my gosh, you could sit outside in the summer and it would stay fine for like an hour.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Then you're not rushing to drink your float, right?
And, you know, it would only have to be a liter big.
Well, I mean, anything less, and you're not trying, really.
I know. I can get behind a liter of milkshake.
A
liter
liter
of
of
coffee
milk.
is a bit much, but a
A
liter of
liter of
milkshake,
milkshake.
I'm there.
Okay. Oh, I know how it works. Sorry. I don't really have much in the way of cool trends this week. I wore my usual stuff. So like my wood woes has come home. My what is it? What's that half moon tee? The half moon tee. My moon bell cardigan. Are we sensing a theme? Obviously socks. My mallow. Like my simple hug. My usual assortment of cardigans, sweaters, pullover, fingering weight version stuff. Like the ones that Jen gave me. There's. I have a lot of knit tops. Holy schnickerdoodles.
Always need more though.
When I start listing it, it seems like a lot more than it does in the week. But no, it's just my usual stuff this week.
For me this week, I have my hexagon cardi in the background here.
Yeah.
It's been the go-to sweater. The Caduceus cardigan went in the wash this week, so I've been the hexagon cardi replaced it.
I was like, what happened to Caduceus? All right, now I know.
Caduceus, need
He needed a bath?
Caduceus, needed a bath after coming outside for some yard work.
Ooh, yeah, he would.
Yeah.
He would.
Yeah.
He would. Yeah.
And then I've been wearing the amazing cowl that I finished last week.
Yep.
It's been going everywhere. It hasn't actually gotten washed yet, but it's been going everywhere because
It's
it's
quite well,
perfect
huh?
cowl weather. It's like open jacket with a cowl weather around here.
You need to wash and block your cowl,
I
man.
really do because it folds awkwardly and it doesn't want to lay flat, and I know a wash and block will fix
Wash and
it. But
block your cowl.
I've been too excited to wear it to actually get to the wash and block stage.
Jeez.
I have a whole pile of like all of my winter stuff, like all of my hand knit winter stuff is downstairs waiting to get washed right now. I have multiple hand washing loads because it won't all fit in the sink at once.
Stop putting it off and get it done.
I know. It's terrible.
Stop putting it off
It's
and
just
get
been a
it
growing
done.
mountain as I find stuff in the closet, like, oh, you need to wash, you need to wash. And, oh, I finished this, you need to wash. And
Wash. No.
now it's just a
No.
mountain, and I'm like, oh, okay. So that's this week's drawn out task as I do one load at a time.
Crazy.
Because I need space for it to all dry out too, and it's like a lot of
Yeah.
it's like big shawls and scarves and stuff, so it takes up space while it dries too.
Yeah.
So I can't even just like do a bunch of loads back to back because they have to have somewhere to dry.
I can't. No, I mean, I super cheated this year with my smaller items when I washed them. I waited till the steam heat came on and I steam heated them dry, but they didn't need a blocking. Like my fingerless mittens, my hats, my cowls, they don't they did they they've already been washed and blocked. They were just getting their seasonal wash, so they just needed to dry. And I just draped those on the steam heat to dry. The shawls got restretched and reblocked for the year.
Yeah, I gotta do all that.
Mine's already done. I didn't want to have it sitting on my head when it was time to wear them. I wanted it done before it was time to wear them.
Yeah, well, that's the smart way of doing it. Now it's cold and I want to wear them and they're all in the wash.
Of course they are.
Of
Okay,
course they
Smokey.
are.
Okay, Smokey, Hokey Pokey.
All
I
right, what are we
suppose.
working on this week?
I have four things. You have three things, right?
Yes, well, two in a theory.
Eh, that's fine. We're getting votes for the third one. So I'll go first. Should I go twice? No, if I go first, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for it.
While we sit here recording, I am very quietly and very patiently putting on just a more progress onto the niece's boyfriend's scarf. That's right, he's been around long enough that I just want to say his name and not his title anymore.
It's
They've
gonna
been
need a
together
name.
for 2 years now.
Oh yeah, he can get a nickname.
So I need to talk to him this Christmas and see what kind of nickname he would like. Because he's been around long enough, it's a thing. He's gonna be family for life, because that's what happens when you're in our family. I started making him a garter stitch scarf, which I know I talked about on the live, because like it's like it looks like I'm in a little apartment. Guys, it isn't. I was working in this red section when I talked about it last time. I haven't even done 6 inches.
Oh.
But it just looks like a lot because the scarf's starting to get kind of long.
It looks really good. Like, that's heckin' cozy.
It's going to be delightful. It is wide, so when it folds in half, we're still a good scarf depth. But if we're honest, he is 18, right? Like he's 17, 18. He's not wearing a scarf to minus 30. He's they just don't. They
Well,
just
yeah.
don't. So I'm making a deep winter scarf. I know better. I know better. I know what they wear and what they don't wear to school because I see them sometime after school. So I know what level of winter gear they do right now. Whether or not it's my level of winter gear is irrelevant. So it's a wide scarf. Like those are, I think I got like 30 stitches on these needles. Quick, there's no
What
pattern
weight of
on these
yarn is that?
stitches. This is worsted. This is acrylic worsted. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
27,
15, 16,
16,
17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24,
4.
25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Oh my God, there might be
Doesn't even
40.
care.
31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40 stitches wide. We're worsted at 40 stitches wide. And no, I don't. I've known you long enough. I know how to tune you out while I'm counting.
I know.
But to be fair, I tune
I got
everybody
to
out while I'm
try.
counting, so it's a wide scarf. I really this has been a delightful way to use up acrylic scrap.
It just looks so good.
It is so cozy. It is so cozy. Highly, highly tempted to weigh this when I'm done and go buy enough variegated worsted yarn to make one for myself that's variegated and just go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Might happen someday, just for me, just because I can. All right, that's my first thing because it's just what I'm working on. I couldn't tell you what yarn I have going on in here. There's going to be some impeccable. There's going to be some. It's all over the place because it is scrap yarn I'm using. A
Lion
lot of
brand, red heart,
impeccable.
impeccable loops
Pound
and
of
threads.
love loops. Yeah, like there's going to be a lot. My usual go-to acrylic combinations. So.
That works. I made progress on my four cardigan,
Good.
the one that I failed to finish for the craft off last month,
Yes.
is still not done, but I made great progress in that I have finished the other panel. I have
Ooh.
sewn the fronts to my back,
Good.
and let me just
Please
stand
do.
back
Yeah,
because this is big.
it's supposed to be.
It's huge. Look
Oh,
at
yeah.
this. It's enormous.
You put mine on when
Like,
you were here. You just about
yeah.
drowned in it.
I'm gonna drown in this, and it's
Yes.
great, and I love it. I love it already, and it's not even like totally sewn together. I also have started.
Your sleeve?
No, don't unravel. Do not unravel. The hook's not in it. Oh
Oh,
dear.
okay.
I unraveled a stitch. Oh well. And I've started a sleeve.
Good. Good. I like
So.
sewing the shoulders, like the front panels to the back panel, especially when it's an off-the-shoulder sleeve. Because then you make the sleeve and you can make the sleeve
Yeah.
exactly the right length.
Where's my seam? There's my seam. So I just have to do this much more,
Yeah, that's not too
which
bad.
actually isn't that much.
Yeah, that's not bad at
It
all.
won't even have to be as long as the front panel, although it's wider than the front panel.
It's a bell sleeve. It's
Yeah,
a
it
bell
is.
sleeve. Yeah. Boy, you want it as a bell sleeve. My
Oh yeah,
favorite part
but
about this four cardigan is the bell sleeve.
it's like a third again wider than the front panels, but it's going to be a third again is short, so
Yes.
it's fine. It's fine. Where is my seat? There it is.
Where's my seat?
Where's my seat? So
That's out
this
of
is
Briggs &
the,
Little, right?
yes, this is the four part pocket cardigan by Crochet with Carrie. It's a free pattern on our website, crochetwithcarrie.com. And the yarn is Briggs and Little in brown heather. Briggs and Little Regal, I believe. So it's sort of a rustic, toothy-ish kind of thing. It's got it's definitely got hay in it. So it's low, not a lot processed, which it doesn't smell sheepy either. So like I love it, but if toothy yarn with vegetable matter is not your thing, this is maybe not the yarn for you, but I love it. Between the waffle stitch and the texture of the yarn itself, like I'm going to
I
felt chunks of this just by petting it.
love Briggs & Little so much. I love Briggs &
I
Little
love
so
it.
much. They are
pretty. Like,
I love that they're Canadian. I love that they do rustic yarn. I love that
that
they have
too.
colors. I love that their website is so 90s. You call.
Also that.
I just, oh,
But like,
I can't. I just so much nostalgia and so much love for those peeps. And they did, oh, I love them so much. And I love their yarn. Such good yarn.
But it's like brown has got like little bits of like a greenish blue, and it's got like little bits of a more cinnamony kind of brownish red, and it's just so nice. So I love this, and it's gonna get done, and I'm so excited for it to be done. And it's huge and it's cozy, and it's like already a blanket, and I already love it.
I
Except
love
now I'm
theirs
too
a
warm.
lot. Remember how I started that Endless Summer Adventure shawl? Because I wanted one for me. And I was so close to done, right? Like, so close to done. I finished the second ball. So I my little progress keeper there. So I did some rows. I did a good 6 inches. Not insignificant rows. Not insignificant rows. These are quite long. Bound off and went, it's too short. I think it's too short. Talked to Aaron. Aaron agrees with me. Too short. So we put it on a, we picked them up. Well, I didn't pick the stitches up. Let's be honest, guys. We all know me. Aaron super kindly picked the stitches up. And then I just quickly hopped onto the website for Fireweed Fiber Co. and got one more ball of this Buttercup DK, which is good because the Buttercup DK is being discontinued. Like, she's going with a different DK base.
Ooh, okay,
so
good to know.
I want the shawl in the same base. It doesn't have to be the same nylon. That I don't care about. It's fine. It's a fur shawl. It's fine, but it's too short at two balls of DK for me. So I need another ball of DK. I have already set aside yarn for the tassels, so I'll set aside a bit more yarn in the new ball for tassels, so that way if I've got any nylon color changes, it's everywhere, and then I'm going to fade into the third ball and just continue on making it. So I could have been done, but this tiny little small amount of yarn on the needles here, tiny little nubbin, isn't enough to add enough length to this, even when washed and blocked, to be a Jocelyn sized shawl. It's a wonderfully reasonable human sized shawl. Jocelyn likes larger shawls, so I need to put another ball into this. So for the moment, it is going to be set aside because I've got some deadline stuff upcoming, but progress was made this week, and how pretty is it?
It is gorgeous.
Oh, but I have yarn orders, like, I gotta wait for the yarn to come in, so. There's nothing I can do until the yarn shows up, but I have a spare moment to alternate rows and continue going, so. Beautiful, but I think I want to finish the scarf and my sister's Christmas present first before I pick that back up. Simply because I really should finish Christmas presents. It's November.
Yes.
Should take the next week or two till November's done, because, like, we're only like 2-3 weeks till November's finished, and get the Christmas presents finished. So that's going to be my focus for the next few weeks. But that's
I'm doing Christmas 2 weeks early, so I really got to get things done. Well, I'm doing half of my Christmas 2 weeks early.
Well, yeah, because you're doing
and then the other
your
half
parents,
like a month late. Yeah,
well,
my
yeah,
parents come in like 2 weeks.
I have two more things, so you are up.
I am up. Okay.
There are raisins calling my name just off screen. I have a bag of raisins. I'd like to eat some.
I have these three beautiful colors of wood lily DK. Yes.
There you go.
Wood lily DK, the tweed DK from Fireweed Fiber Co. In various Buffy colorways that I don't feel like pulling the tags out of the center of the balls to read right now. But there's the green one, there's a brown one with a little bit of the pink, and then there's a more orangey one.
Did I tell you I saw that they have their sock club, DK club colorway theme for next year posted and ready?
Yes. Yes. Ugh, well, I haven't
can't
seen
wait.
Pictures, but yes.
I can't wait. I think I'm going to do
I mean,
DK
it's Fireweed Fiber
again.
Cup.
Well, obviously, it's Erin, right? Like, we're totally doing it. But I love that she's honoring her mom's memory that way.
Yeah, that's really
so
great.
Nice. I still think I need to do it in the DKs. I just need to decide if it's gonna be like a tweed DK or like her new DK base. If she puts it on her new DK base, we don't know yet. We'll find out.
Yes, we'll have to decide bases
We'll have to,
because I
like,
still
the
have so
base.
much sock
I
yarn,
have
and
so
now I
much
have
figuring.
so much DK tweed and
I
like.
don't. I've been very good about working through the DK as it comes in this year. Really good at
I
it.
also ordered a whole lot of yarn earlier this year, so like
That's
I'm going on
true.
a yarn diet next year besides Fireweed Fiber Co.'s year-long
Don't call
club.
it a diet. A diet makes it sound like you're on a sabbatical.
Sabbatical.
You're on a
So
sabbatical.
besides
Which I will
Fireweed Fiber
immediately
Co.'s
tempt you
club,
with in March during our birthdays.
well, yeah. And solids, because I have a lot of like gorgeous variegated
Variegated.
skeins that I need solids to like actually do something with them.
I was thinking we should do some solid sweater quantity orders so we've got some staple neutrals.
Yeah.
I'm thinking next year, other than Advance and sock clubs, like the stuff that I normally get, I think I'm going to try to make the goal to be more solid colored yarn or semi-solids so I can start building a more
Yeah, well,
Jocelyn's version of neutral.
I need some solids and neutrals to
So, like,
actually work with all the beautiful stuff that I have because it's a lot
I mean,
altogether.
let's be honest, my idea of a neutral is royal purple and fire engine red, so like just solid versions of that.
Yeah,
I
see, I
wear
was thinking
white.
like black, white, gray, tan, brown, you
No
know,
tan. No tan.
neutrals.
I am tan. No tan. I'll do like some chocolate browns though.
I'm
Like
just
a
white,
good
so
chocolate brown.
I'm white even in the summer.
But
I'm
some
slightly darker white in the summer.
deep
Anyway,
reds, deep rusty pumpkins, dark
besides
browns.
solids,
Maybe a
neutrals, and the yarn
navy.
club, I'm not buying yarn next year because I have so much yarn. I have so much of it. I literally am running out of places to put it, so I really need to not
You need to
for a
work
while.
faster.
But that too. But mostly, I just need to. I bought a lot of yarn this year,
You
like,
did.
so I need
You
to
sure
not do that
did.
again.
You
I
sure
need to
did.
not do that.
I was
Anyway, back to the yarns. The yeah,
Yeah.
sorry, as I
Because
punched the microphones,
you're
these yarns.
doing the midwinter bits, right?
Yes, I am doing your midwinter mittens. So this is the cuff, most of a cuff in the green.
I like a twisted
Yeah.
rib cuff. I'm sorry, it just looks pretty. And in the
It
tweed, it
does.
looks even better. Oh, I love
So
twisted rib cuff.
I'm going to actually use the green in between because these the my woo! I just rolled yarn across my keyboard. I hope I didn't press anything.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, the call is still going, so we're good.
We're fine.
Because my brown and my kind of like orangey pinky color are so similar,
Yes.
I want to stick the green
In the
a
middle.
thin green stripe in between each of them.
Sure.
So I'm going to modify your striping pattern just ever so slightly, just so that all the colors pop the way that I want them to.
Take a look at the cowl. The cowl has a thin stripe of the blue of like of your ribbing in between
Okay.
each color rotation. So that way there is still plenty of yarn for everybody at the end, so they shouldn't be running out of yarn.
Okay.
But there is
So.
a short stripe repeat in the cowl, and I know you also
My
own the
God.
midwinter cowl, so go look in there
Yeah.
and do that one.
Okay. I'll go look at that stripe pattern then. But in either case, I have not finished the cuff yet. So I'm
That's
working on
fine.
that as we record.
Absolutely. Well, it's one by one twisted
So,
rib.
yeah. So I got to make four of these mittens,
Yes.
two pairs.
Yep.
And then if there's enough left over, it's becoming a cat sweater.
For your 70s sitcom of a brother and his
Yes.
relationship. We really
And
need to
then
talk to the mysterious Mr. B about making them like a logo.
I know they're such a sitcom.
We need to do that for his birthday this year, for your brother's birthday this year. I'm gonna ask Mr. B if we can do that for your brother's birthday this year. I think that would, yeah.
Oh, and then like get it
Yeah.
printed like a proper print and framed and everything.
I think so, yeah. Yeah,
Oh.
I think that's what we need to do this year for your brother for his birthday. I think that's
Okay.
just, there you go. That's our art project for no reason.
That sounds amazing.
It's so exciting. Okay. I think it'd just be so cute.
It would be. I'm very into this
It's
idea.
so them. If it wasn't them, I wouldn't suggest it, but it's so them. Because
Right?
then it can live framed right beside like the picture of them eventually in their matching sweaters with you and Mr. Diana. It's on the mantel. So I'm just sorry. Yeah, we gotta do it. We gotta do it. I don't even know why I'm suggesting it. It's a done deal. It needs to happen. Okay.
Oh, yes, it's already done.
Before I talk about the thing that didn't exist last week, let's talk about the thing that I was supposed to be finishing up this week. I got distracted. Okay.
Oh, we're so shocked.
In classic Jocelyn. Again, it's inside out. That's okay. I have the power. I continued work on the moonbeam pullover. This is a small person sweater meant for a small human that I do know. She is 3. I'm making her the 4-5T size because kids grow. And hopefully, because she is currently a 3T, she'll be able to have this as a sweater dress this year and a sweater next year. I don't remember the designer's name. Now I feel bad because I was literally looking at it when I called you.
I
It's
need to
the
know designer
moon
names.
beam. I will make sure Diana has it so she can do it in the show notes. But I can show you this beautiful moon chart because it's all done. Look at that moon chart. Just the cutest.
Love that. That is
Moons.
adorable.
Moons. We got some arm holies because,
Nice.
little people have arms.
Really? You don't say. I thought they had tentacles.
I mean, maybe. And then I've started on the chart below the moon chart. So the pattern is flippin' lovely and written quite well. I was very confused about a piece of instruction, but when I sat there and, stopped being pretty and engaged my brain, made total sense. I just had to get the gray matter going. So
Some
I
things don't
am.
make sense till you physically do them.
And then once you do them, you're fine. So I. Right now, it just looks like white stripes because I'm just about ready to enclose a little bubble space. And then I'm going to have a longer star pattern and then back into this snowflake background motif. So I need to get this done before Christmas because it is a Christmas present. I got this week, I got distracted and I'm not giving myself any grief about it because I've been pretty hardcore about this since my injury. Since I was allowed to cast on and do things. Because this was supposed to be my craft off with you. And I did my secret crafting, like my secret crafting with Louise first, and then I'd injured my hand. So the 2 weeks I was going to have to work on this solely, it did not happen this month. So I'm working on it now. I still have some time. I need to get it done because I'd like to have it done before the December D&D meets. So when I see her dad, I can give her the sweater. I am making this out of some red and white, well, cherry and white, impeccable from Loops and Thread because we are an outside kid and dirt mud pies are a thing in our existence. So Mom and Auntie Jocelyn have both agreed that something that is hard wearing and washable is the way to go with this child. So if we
Oh,
were,
yeah.
I know a 4-year-old boy I could knit in wool for because he is an inside kid. They're very different children. It's fine. There is nothing wrong with either or. It just helps me decide what sort of
Just gotta know the difference.
So that I'm not sending something that isn't going to fit into their schedule very well. I mean, let's be honest. They're literally on the road to Edmonton this week to do work stuff weekend. And then they're turning around and coming back and like they run their own business. She does 60-hour work weeks. He does 60-hour work weeks. They don't have time to do hand washing. They don't. You don't
No.
have time. You don't have time. So that's not a thing I'm gonna burden them with. But I did make some progress, and those charts are lovely. I just need to get past the worst of it where there's not a ton of flow. Like the moon chart had beautiful flow. You got into it a rhythm and it was gorgeous. This one not as much, but I'm hoping once I get into the second half of the chart, it looks like the symmetry flows better. So, like, I gotta get through this, like, this little bit of thinking patch, and then I'm back to, like, that mindless flow color with knitting, which is just gonna go real smooth, I hope.
Oh, why are you making me do 3-inch cuffs? Do three whole
Because
inches.
you
That's
don't
so
want the
long.
space. You don't want the space
I
up in
know.
your coat. Don't even with me, lady.
You're making me do so much ribbing. I don't even care. That's fine.
You
I
don't
don't mind
even
ribbing.
mind ribbing. I'm the
I
one
don't
who
even
hates
mind ribbing.
ribbing. What even?
Oh, I guess it's time for my theoretical knitting.
It is. I forgot to bring my snips in with me, so I'm kind of
Oh.
stuck.
I've got snips here.
Oh, beautiful. I'll just grab those. Thanks, thanks, thanks. That'll be great. Jeez. The stuff I deal
So
with, people.
I'm a big help.
Sure. What's our theoretical knitting? What am I voting on? What are people? Ooh, let's
Yeah,
have
so I've
people vote.
decided.
Guys, vote below.
Yes,
Vote
I've decided I'm
below.
doing mittens for my family for Christmas. So sibling and partner are getting the orange and green ones. The craft off orange and charcoal gray ones are for my mom. But that means my dad still needs a pair of mittens, so we need to choose yarn for my dad's mittens.
Well, okay, I get you. What are the options? What are my options? Are you going to be making
So
midwinter
option,
mittens?
probably because that's what everybody else is getting. My dad's are just going to be one color though. I
Okay.
don't think I'm even going to have a contrast because I don't have a good contrast for any of this
That's
stuff.
fine.
So there's another Buffy Club colorway. There's what's you have the emotional maturity of a blueberry scone. So
Always a
it's
fun
gray
time.
with blue and like a tiny bit of purple. So I figured that would be a good color.
Or I know what that color looks like. I
So
like it.
that's DK weight. I have all of this black heathered acrylic.
Okay. What
I
was that
think
for?
it's worsted. I think I got it for a blanket at some point, but then I ended up not needing very much of it, so I still have a ton of it. And it's like a very thick worsted, possibly bulky. It says
Ooh.
it's of weight 4, but it seems very thick. But I figured this could make good mittens. And it has to be something that can go in the dryer because my dad will put his stuff in the dryer. I know this about my dad.
Yes.
So the
Knowing the
wood lily
recipient is
is,
a good idea.
yeah. So this is the wood lily is super washed. So that's fine. All the socks I made him have been super washed. So that's fine. This is acrylic. So that's fine. Right? This is
Yeah.
acrylic, right?
I don't know.
Oh, it does say don't put it in the dryer. Well, that might
Well,
hand
you
wash
should.
warm, do not bleach, lay flat, do not dry clean. It's
What is
100%
it?
acrylic though, so it should be fine.
We would probably just do that because if you put it in hot water, you could bleach the black, even if it's color fested.
Oh, maybe.
You get fading.
Anyway, so black's an option. And then the other option, it definitely is a bulky. And it's Loops and Threads Charisma, just in a plain gray.
Okay.
So if I end up going with the bulky, I'm just going to find a different plain bulky mitten pattern because
There's the world's fastest
yours,
mittens that I made
yeah,
them
which I think,
meat mittens out of.
yeah. So
You
I'll
bought
probably
that
just, I'll do.
beautiful pink purple yarn for me, and your
Yes.
brother-in-law looked at it and your husband looked at it and said, "Oh, that looks like meat that's gone rotten."
Right, yeah, the meat mittens and the coleslaw cowl.
Yes.
I
It's a
remember
good
that.
thing we love those two. Otherwise, I
Yeah.
would have beaten them with those mittens. Just beat them with those mittens.
I
But
think
it's
they
bulky.
mostly learned not to say things like that.
Given
Mostly.
that there is no way we did not give them the look. And I'm pretty sure the words, "How pretty do you think you are?" came out of my face. Because the answer is not that pretty.
So I need people to vote in the comments because these aren't getting started for at least a week,
You
probably
know
longer.
what? I'm going to vote black.
So we've got black, we've got blueberry scone, and we've got gray.
And you know why I'm going to vote black? Because then next year you could take that same ball of black yarn and make your dad a matching hat.
Ooh.
So then he's got a nice classic goes with anything hat and mitten set.
That'd be all right.
All right.
So we've
So
got some
one vote for
potentials.
black.
And I mean, you could totally do it with the emotional maturity of a blueberry scone, but the black might go better with what I know of your dad's color preferences. Does that make sense?
So I
Watch
want to
me
hear your
be
thoughts in the
voted.
comments.
Watch me be voted down in the comments. Doesn't know what you're talking about. You want the blueberry scone? Fair. 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 Feel free to vote
So
my
those are the
color option
options.
out.
I need input because I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't decide. I need the internet to decide for me.
Why not? Why not?
Why not have the internet decide for me?
I would, hands down.
So that's
Your
that. That's
theoretical,
my theoretical.
that's
That's my
your
theoretical knitting.
upcoming knitting.
Yes.
Right side, that means this week you're watching the comments, not me.
Ha. Yeah, I know.
I'll take less work. Thank you very much. All right, that leaves the last thing. So, we recorded some bonus content for YouTube memberships. And it may have been a vintage gift giving guide, which may have been my excuse to fall down a crochet rabbit hole, which may have been the me walking around going, ah, I want to crochet something, but I don't just want to work on the mystery check-in knitting because I can't show that. So, like, if I work on it or if I don't work on it, there's no proof of it till the end of the month. But I'm jonesing for a crochet cast on. So I looked through my patterns and I was looking at two of Juan's patterns and I'm like, I could start the resident sh wrap and I do want a residence shawl wrap. It's a beautiful crochet pattern and I want it, but I wasn't sure if I was feeling another worsted weight shawl. I was like, no, I want bulky. I want like obscenely large hook, super squishy bulky yarn, lightning fast, quick, go go, do your thing. I crocheted an entire shawl in less than 2 days.
Holy. Okay.
Really quick, guys.
That's heckin' quick.
I was like, nothing fancy. I just looked at some things and said, yeah, you look pretty. We'll do you. You sound pretty. We'll do you. No pattern. No pattern. I just made it up as I went. Because that's what I do. I have to be careful because I did not cut my yarn, so I cannot twist this scarf anymore. Until I cut the yarn. Right now we're double connected. And then I draped it on myself. I went, it's not drapey enough. It's not drapey enough. So I started to re-crochet it from the. So this was once a full shawl that never existed.
Okay.
And we're talking, I was at like 62 stitches a side. So not a small, like a big long. It's like it's 120 stitches across a top-down triangle crochet shawl. We're not short rows on a 9 millimeter hook. We're squishy. We're squishy. We got some little eyelet details going on in here. It's eyelet rows.
Yeah.
So I was good. It was looking good. This is using the cookies and the cookie crumble that everybody voted not to use, and I had 4 balls of it. So I was like, you know what? I gotta go up a hook size. 9 millimeter, not drapey enough. So we went for the 12 millimeter. Like she is my biggest hook. She's it don't get no bigger. That's it. That's as large as I go. And I was like, you know what I can do? I can do that thing that I love variegated yarns. And when you start crocheting and they get too big, the rows, like the color stripes get smaller and smaller because the rows are longer and longer. I have 5 balls of cookie crumble. I'm pilfering to make the stripes wider. So I'm technically using from 4 balls. It's not going to take 4 balls of yarn, but I'm using 4 balls so that I can get the color stripes the width I want them to be
Oh, okay.
on the cookie crumble. Because I don't like the super skinny at the bottom, wide at the top.
Right.
It's not a look I really like, and I don't want that for my shop. So last night, I put it back on the hook. I undid the last stitch and started all over again. That's what I did. And I'm about this far along.
Oh, okay.
So I'm, according to my own pattern repeats on the pattern I made up on the fly, I eight rows away from being done. So technically, I will have made this shawl twice in 4 days.
Okay.
Tassels are already wrapped and ready to go because obviously, when the shawl is this big and it's not done, like from the middle to the end of the wing is almost my full wingspan. Like it's almost all of my arm on both
Okay,
sides.
that's large. Yeah.
I'm not a small human, so like I'll absolutely write this and go, you know what? Once you've reached the size of your favorite bulky shawl that you can wrap around triangle wise and you get that big poof at the top, but you're not choking yourself. Stop there in pattern, do your edge row, and call it done. But I'm nearly 6 feet tall. I don't, bulky shawls are difficult for me because they have to darn near be a blanket size to wrap around me and not be so tight up against my neck that you lose all of the squishy bulky, right? I want that drapey bulky look, so I know I need to make it big, and that's fine. I'm comfortable with that. But I don't, but you can see how I got a big black stripe and a big taupe stripe and a medium-ish white stripe. And then we're back into the taupe black stripe, and it's going to be white at the bottom. But I've been
Okay.
pilfering from four balls of cookie crumble to
To
make
me.
sure these
Okay.
stripes are as wide as I want them. I will have so much leftover yarn, it's not even going to be funny. Don't care. I'm going to take it, set it aside in a bag, because I'm going to use the cookie crumble and the leftover cherry from the pound of love, and I'm making a renaissance, a resident, sorry, a residence wrap.
Oh,
So like
yeah.
I already know what I'm going to do with the leftovers, and I'm not going to care nearly as much with that if I'm changing the cookie crumble colorway more often in that one, because the point of that one is to have the solid into a different color, so it's not going to feel as weird to me. But when it's all you're
Right.
showing off is the variegated, it's a little weird if the stripes get narrow farther down you go. But I understand why it happens. It's there. Just look at all this. Look at all this. I did all of this yesterday while I was at D&D. Just crochets.
Just whipping that right out, holy.
I don't know if I have enough. I know I don't. Okay, let's rephrase that. I do not have enough living room floor for this to block. So I'm going to use the need to put my coffee table in my kitchen for 2 days. While this
Right, that's like
consumes
a
my
totally
whole floor,
normal
I'm going to be
human thing
standing
to do.
on my coffee table. It's like it's not normal. It is not normal. I either need to climb over my coffee table to get in and out of my bedroom, or I have to climb over my coffee table to get in and out of my kitchen. I'm going to have to decide where the inconvenience is going to be, because there's going to be an inconvenience.
Just don't trip over it
But
in the middle of the night.
that's my fear right now. That's the current fear. So I'm going to do that, but I'm going to use that as a catalyst to move the furniture and the apartment around. Because of course I want to do that. Because if I'm clearing off that much floor, sweeping and super cleaning that much floor, I might as well just move my furniture while I'm at it. And then set up my Christmas tree. Obviously. But here you go.
Obviously.
I'll give it a name if everybody wants like a written pattern or something for it. I'll throw a written pattern together for people. That's not a problem. Mostly because I literally it's sitting in my brain. And it's such a classic top-down triangle squishy shawl. I wouldn't even charge for the pattern. It would just be a free pattern. I'm just writing it up and away you go. But yeah, I'm using a 12 millimeter hook and bulky yarn. She's big, guys. She's
It
big
goes
and she
quick.
works up real fast and really relaxing. Because even I can even see the stitches in black. That's how big they are.
Nice.
But I'm using a big hook. A
That's
big
a
hook.
beefy hook. Oh, wow.
She's a serious hook or serious
Not going to
crocheters.
lose that one on the floor.
No, I do not. I can find this no matter where I drop it. I am able to locate it. I really wanted to have it done, but I had a crappy sleep last night, so I did not get through the last eight-ish rows, eight, nine rows. One, I'm trying to count my head. There are seven rows between each eyelet thingy. So six, seven, eight rows. I have eight rows left. I know how to count. But that was, I really wanted to, and I mean, had it worked at the 9mm size, it would have been a finished shawl. Like, I would have spent yesterday typing up the pattern, and I would have been like, with pattern done. Here you go. 3 days from start to finish.
Well, all right then. I'll just be over here being wildly unproductive.
It floated in my head, and I was like, yes, I dropped everything. I haven't done MCAL work in 3 days. I haven't done any of my secret crafting in 3 days. I haven't worked on the moonbeam sweater in 3 days. Like, imagine how much work I could have got done on the moonbeam sweater if I focused on that instead of casting on a shawl.
Sometimes it just grabs you and
Just,
you just have to.
and I had to. I just had to. And I had to make it complicated for myself by pilfering from four balls separately to make the stripes the width I wanted. And I had, like, there's so much I did not have
Well,
to do
yeah.
for this, but I'm happy with it, so I don't care. I'm happy with it. I don't care. This, I'm using the, what did I say, cookie crumble? Yes, cookie crumble. It is a Karen Big Cakes is what I'm using. And the Karen Big Cakes are worsted. I'm just literally pilfering from four balls. I will weigh the shawl when I'm finished and weigh the cake balls I have left over and do the math to find out the actual yardage that I used. We're just not there yet. And I'm still pulling from the original shawl, which is definitely denser, but it doesn't fold as nicely. It's not as drunk as I need it to be. It's still that on the 9mm, the bulky is still too sober. I need something really like ooze out of the car loose. And that's the 12mm gives me that ooze out of the car loose that I want.
Right.
That's right. Listen, I will use whatever terminology it is that I want to use to describe my own shawl patterns. Thank you very much.
Sure, you do you.
What? This 12mm shawl is, she's not going to stand on her own, that's for sure. She just kind of poof, but folds beautifully, like you get that beautiful drapey fold in her. And she's a big girl. She's not tiny. But so fast! So fast! Like, if I'm doing the whole thing from my brain and memory, like two in 48-hour spurts, and I eat meals, and people have come over, and I've had other things to do, and like I've done my dishes, and I did laundry, and I have Lord of the Rings this afternoon, and I had D&D last night, and like, so like, life is still happening, and I'm still managing this in 48 hours. It's a weekend crochet. It's a weekend crochet, and you're done, which means it's an excellent last-minute gift thing for people to make.
Nice.
And then all you're doing is buying four balls of pretty yarn. If you feel the need to color stripe match the same way I do, or less if you just want a solid color version to the yardage,
Or if
and
you
you
don't
can
mind if
just
your if your
stripes
stripes
don't
change.
change all the way through, you're fine with it. Like, you just buy the yardage that you
Well, I'm looking
need.
at my stash now, like
I know. I'm thinking that white yarn
this.
that you have, which is already bulky, some
Oh,
worsted
the
to,
like stuff that
yeah.
basically roving.
That's basically
Oh, that's
roving.
so squishy.
That's so
I
squishy,
was
yeah.
actually thinking I have two of these cloud cakes.
Oh, that's worsted too, isn't it?
I think it's supposed to be. It's yeah, it says four, so
Four? Yeah. Does it look worsted
it's
or does it
on the
look
little bit of the
a thin side?
bit of the lighter end.
So you know you might be able to get away with it single strand on like a 9mm or an 8mm. Two balls. It might take you like double the time because you're working on the thinner yarn and the smaller hook, but really takes you 88 hours instead of 48 hours to make it.
And then this would be so squishy. I feel like.
Because that's just you putter away with that every weeknight for an hour or two, and at the end of the week you've got it done a shawl.
Yeah.
With tassels, people, sometimes a shawl needs tassels. When you're this classic of a pattern, you need tassels. It's a thing. Especially when you're
All
this
right.
poofy. Because when you're this poofy, the only way to
Well,
stay on the human is the tassels. I
you
gotta
gotta type
finish
up a
it.
pattern now.
Okay.
Because now
You
I
need
need it
it. Yeah.
because I have two balls of this yarn that needs to be that.
I will also include a gauge swatch so you can scale down to use a smaller hook for a slightly thinner yarn. I will do that. Yeah, because the Karen Big Cakes, they're definitely worsted.
Yeah, I have some big cakes, and the big cakes are thicker than
They're
that. But also, like,
worsted.
that's the cloud cakes are very, like, it's going to have a bit of
Fluffy.
a halo, so it
Yeah,
can be a little looser.
yeah. I still don't think you'd want to go 12 millimeter. Hell
No,
double,
because it's
probably
not a.
9 millimeter. Hell double.
Or even like
I will
a
gauge.
five.
I'll give you a gauge swatch so you can do a one, because I'm sure what you want to do is a gauge swatch. Whatever, I'm going to give it to people for free so y'all can
Hey,
figure it out from
I
there.
gauge swatched for the mittens. Thank you very much. I
You
gauge
need to.
swatched.
You
I
need
ripped
to.
it out.
Or they don't fit and they don't look
I
right.
started the mittens, realized I did it wrong, ripped it out and restarted.
Yeah, fair. I've done that with my own patterns. Like, let's
You know
double
how many
check this.
times I got two rows in and went, oh, I'm not doing the twisted rib. Or like I only twisted some of the rib.
You just give up halfway through?
Well, then I was trying to tink it and it just wasn't
Nope.
happening, so I just had to rip it
Nope.
out and start over.
Yeah, nope.
Ugh.
Once you get
So I
into the
think.
groove, it's fine. Now I'm doing things with like, and it's like regular ribbing. I'm like, oh, I'm so screwed. My brain is programmed for twisted rib.
I think I still did the first two rows of this as regular rib, except for like one or two stitches, and I'm just like, no, I'm not ripping it out again. It's
Well,
just how it is. It looks
yep,
fine.
just it's
It's
all I know how to
fine.
do anymore is twisted ribbons. All right, but that's it. That's the last of my that's my last thing. Is I almost pulled out a finished shawl on you with no warning.
One day. One day I'll just shock the hell out of everybody.
I'm waiting for it. I want it. You know I want it. I am
One
super
day.
happy and stoked by the idea that you'll just pop in and there will be a whole thing and you'll be done from start to finish and it wasn't even on your needles or hook the week before. And I want that
One
so bad
day.
for you. I want that so bad for you. I can't
One day.
wait. Can't wait.
See how many mittens I can churn out by next week.
I think you could do a full pair in a week.
I hope so because I need to do four of these,
I think you could
four
do a full pair in a
pairs.
week. It's time for a Patreon ad. That's what
Unscripted
we're
Patreon
doing.
ad, what's the word of the day?
Vanquish. I'm
Vanquish.
not even picking an order anymore. I'm just picking the word I like at this point.
All right, vanquish. Gonna
Vanquish.
vanquish this ad.
I mean, maybe. You might also bomb. We'll find out.
If you would like to financially support these shenanigans, you may do so at patreon.com/northernknitspodcast. Any level of support gets you access to our patron-only Discord server, where we talk about all manner of things and enhance our stashes and vanquish some projects. Over there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What else do we do with Patreon? We do monthly knit-ins. We do bonus early access to bonus content. We do advent calendars. So if you're a Patreon back like in July when we set this up, then at Christmas we exchange advent calendars, and that's super
We
fun.
have quarterly yarn swaps. The next one will be coming up in January.
Nice, nice, nice.
So we do that. We've got some other stuff that we're working on in the background for things. We do experimental Tuesday posts. I apologize, mine is very late. It's a three-parter. I'm just trying to figure out where to split it because
Three-parter, holy.
I'm turning a couch into chairs. So like it is a whole journey because a lot of this is stuff I have never done before. So like I have never upholstered furniture. I have never taken apart furniture. I've never figured out the foundations of furniture. There's a lot. We need to engage dad's help because I don't have the tools. So like I need to do the prep work, the explanation, doing the planning, doing the unupholstering. All of this is experimental. I've done none of this before. This is really
Highly
outside my
experimental,
wheelhouse.
holy.
Highly experimental. And my dad's going to do the framing woods part for me because he's got the tools for that. So, like, while he's hunting this week, I need to get stuff off to him first. Then I'll figure out, then I'll know where I am for the end of it. So, like, Mine's going to be late in the same week as Diana's, but there's because I've gone way off the deep end into crazy land to something I haven't even remotely even attempted before. So it should
Should
be
be
fun.
fun.
Should be fun. I'm excited. It'll either go well or it'll go poorly, and we will find out.
Sounds fun. I haven't quite decided what I'm doing for this Tuesday. It's one of two things.
You're not gonna remake a couch into chairs.
I am not going to remake my couch into chairs. I like my couch the format it is currently in.
I do
I
not.
may attempt to cut my own hair, though,
Ooh, that'd be fun.
in like more dramatically than I've done in the past.
I was like, I don't think trimming counts.
No, not trimming. I like full on like wolf cut with curtain bangs.
Wow. Oh. I'd be
Which
interested.
is, I mean,
I'd be
kind of what I
interested to
have
see.
now, but more.
But more? Okay.
But more.
But more.
But not so much more that if I completely mess it up, I can't take it to a professional and have them fix it.
Fair. I mean, worst case scenario, you wear your hair up in a ponytail for a while it grows out.
Yeah,
Yeah,
definitely.
it's not.
It's fine. I'm sure
It's
it'll
fine.
be fine.
It's like when my sister was experimenting with undercuts. What's the worst case scenario? We wear our hair down if the line isn't perfectly straight. Yeah, like, it's hair. It will grow out.
It does, in fact, grow back. And now that I'm not actively trying to grow it and maintain it at my knees, I feel a lot
Freer.
freer to do things like trying to cut it myself.
Yeah,
Because why
absolutely.
not? It's fine.
Absolutely. My sister cuts my hair. Because again, we're practicing straight lines. And because of the length of my hair, it's not going to matter. I wear it
This
up
3 inches yet?
a lot. I
Yes.
don't know.
It's 3 inches
Guys.
finally. There.
Guys. All right. We'll do the last of the admin stuff. And then we're done. We're out. We've got some. Okay, so technically, we're still running the fall equinox count because that runs till the winter solstice. So, if you're still working on your projects, you got time. Me and Diana finished ridiculously early, even for us. Like, even for us, we finished ridiculously
Yeah, it
early.
was weird. It's a
It's
weird,
really
weird
weird.
season.
So, please continue to work on your project because, in the end, everybody wins because we all have finished things, which is ideal, which is it's exactly what it is that we're going for with these seasonal cows. We are, however, prepping and getting ready for because in December, we decided amongst all of the other crazy that we do in December, we absolutely were going to knit a sweater in a month.
I made no promises about finishing it in a month,
We
just for the
have an
record.
MCAL in January and a podcast anniversary starting, so like I don't have time. You don't have time for a 3 month sweater knit along. We don't have time, guys. We
I will
don't
start it in
have
December and finish it
time. When it's done,
sometime.
I want to get it finished as fast as possible because I want it off the needles because I want to release some sweaters next year, which means I need to be able to focus in on them in the first part of the year to release them in the second half, right? So like I have deadline stuff going on. So what we're doing is we're doing a lit along. So this is for yourself in December. We're going to cast on a book themed cardigan or sweater. It can be something as literal as the librarian, which is what me and Diana are working on. By Skein Deer Knits. Diana is doing the pullover. I am doing the cardigan. I am making mine out of some Don't Speak Latin in front of the books by Erin of Fire Republic. And you are making yours out of some beautiful apricot, something spiced apricot. Listen, I am so
Cinnamon
sorry.
apricot spice.
I'm so sorry, Tristan. From Dragonhorn Designs,
It's
I'm
that
Dragonhorn
color.
Yarns.
It's
I'm
a brown.
so
It's
sorry.
a reddish brown tweed.
I get the color name wrong every time, but it's from Dragonhorn Yarns. It is stunning. Stunning. Right? It's Dragonhorn Yarns?
Yes, mine is, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we're doing those. Simply because we both love the librarian pattern. Diana wants the pullover. I want the cardigan. I'll be lengthening mine. I'm pretty sure Diana's gonna keep hers cropped.
Oh yeah, I like the cropped.
It looks good on you. I like, why wouldn't you? So we're doing that. We're gonna start it on the 1st of December. We're calling it a little long. No, we've left this one as wide open as we tend to leave a lot of our stuff whenever possible. So if it is a cardigan or a sweater that you can conceivably see on a librarian, or being talked about in a book, or has a book themed yarn color, or a book themed stitch. Like, I'm just like, the sky's the limit. Justify
you can
it.
Argue it's book themed in any capacity.
I'm going to say yes to everything. I just want to see how you got there. Just tell me how you got to that decision, and I will be delighted. I'll be delighted because, again, these are for us. Everybody wins. Everybody wins in our knit-alongs, our craft-alongs, because in the end, you have a product, or you have a project, or you have a thing that you can wear, you're gifting or giving. So, like, we're celebrating our crafting obsession is what we're doing. I want to be done early because I have things to do, and I want that cardigan on my person. I want that cardigan on my person in the wintertime when I can wear it, and I want it. I want it in that beautiful Chesterfield, the orangey brown colorways. I want it precious. So that's what we're gearing up for at the moment. We were also letting everybody know that in that first week of December, we're releasing the info sheet for the MCAL. So it's important to this year because the Choose Your Own Adventure Mystery Knit-Along, it's not so much a mystery. It's a shawl. Diana and I are designing it.
It's mysterious.
We're giving you as much info as we can and keep it sort of a mystery at the same time. It's going to start the 1st of January, and that's going to be the podcast anniversary craft along stuff. Ooh, phone.
Hello, phone. Yes.
Okay, so because the podcast anniversary is very restrictive this year, which is new for us, we're usually pretty, you know, chill, even about the podcast anniversary thing, but it is going to be the MCAL. It is a shawl. Diana made me stay within reasonable human sized shawls, so you're looking at something
debatable.
Stephen West size.
Debatable.
What's that other one I really love? It's the faded one. Find Your Fade?
Oh, Find Your Fade by Andrea Mowry.
It's in that size range, guys. Like, it's still not a small shawl, but we're not like... We're not the Advent wrap from last year that I did, and that's like half a blanket. And it's a beautiful blanket. It's a beautiful blanket scarf. It is an amazing blanket scarf. I highly recommend the blanket scarf because when you wear it, it is smooshy and lightweight and drapey, and you feel classy AF while wearing it. It just, and it also uses like an entire Advent's worth of yarn almost. So you don't have a box of Advent yarn hanging around. You've used it. And you're not putting it on your bed, you're wearing it. But I think that's it. I think that's all we got. We've got YouTube memberships are live now, right? You finished the video?
When this goes live, I will have.
Oh, good. So that's up. So we've got some bonus content in there. The Patreon stuff is still doing its Patreoniness. And we will make sure everybody, everywhere, of all the places and all the things I can get it posted, we'll have a programming schedule for December, so you will know where to find us during what is unquestionably most of us, the busiest month of the year.
Yep. It'll be a good time.
Should be fun. All right, in which case, I think we're done. So I'm going to say until next week, I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
No matter where your week takes you, don't forget to knit.
Don't forget to knit.